Welcome to Today's Voices, the Daily Digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Top Native rappers from around the country bring their best beats, bars, and freestyles to vie for cash prizes at the annual Gathering of MCs in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The event was spearheaded by Diné hip-hop artist and educator Defy. In addition to his own creative work, he is an influential voice in elevating Native hip-hop and championing other Native artists. He says he's encouraged to see the Native hip-hop scene evolve over the years.
I would say like the Native scene just in general has evolved very much so, I'd say especially within the last 10 years. Even before that, you got to give a lot of respect to the pioneers who've been paving the way, who threw events before, but at the very beginning of the inception of Gathering of MCs, there wasn't really many platforms or stages to hit for artists that were traveling here, not only just for the powwow, but you know, just to go immerse themselves in downtown Albuquerque or other places. So ever since Gathering of MCs has been happening, I'd say like a lot of artists have emerged and went on to do great things with their careers, not just every year, but also just, it's an international event now. So over, man, I don't know how many tribes come through, but so many tribes, thanks to the powwow, it's grown so much every year. It's hard to measure right now when I think about it all, but there's some rising stars out there. Man, we just love the art and craft of hip-hop so much, the lyricism, the beats, the rhymes, poetry, it flows through us and it just like carries forth. Yeah, bass with a low rumble, treble with a loud crack, the
octave causes a shockwave, hear the sound clack, loud pack, openness where the town's at. Defy credits hip-hop with giving Native youth a sense of connection and purpose, and even saving the lives of young people on the reservation by providing them with a creative outlet when they might otherwise feel hopeless. Among Native rappers who started out in the early days of the Gathering of MCs event is Illmac. He is from the Confederated Tribes of Siletz Indians and says the secret to keeping his work fresh for 3 decades is to keep evolving as an artist and relentlessly pushing himself to improve.
Wrote my first rap in 97, but how I've changed even in the last 10 years is I was trash then and I'm not now. Like, as an artist, to me, if you're not growing and learning, which there's a little bit of a masochistic element where if you don't hate your old stuff, then you're not pushing yourself enough now. I could still be at peace with some of my old stuff, but it's all about the evolution. If you're not growing and learning, you're just treading water and waiting. I might grow a garden, cause on God I feel like
dirt. Been a few days since my last check. Illmac says he likes to soak up the energy as both a fan and an artist. And he says the annual competition is a great way to make connections with other artists and discover new talent. Performing with Illmac and other artists at the competition is She Real. Her latest album takes on what she says are prevailing misconceptions of black women in hip-hop, perpetuated by the performers themselves. It's an in-your-face challenge to women to offer substance beyond just hyper-sexualized lyrics.
I graduated from the 1500 Sound Academy in Inglewood, California about 2 years ago, and there were 2 different books that they got from Nipsey Hussle. One is called The 22 Immutable Laws of Branding. The other one is called The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. I can't remember specifically which book off the top, but there was a law in one of the books about the law of opposite, which is when you have a competitor, you take their strength and turn it into a weakness. So the shock value of the title was based around that concept. I wanted to be able to grab everyone's attention immediately, whose back may be turned or who's looking for the opposite of the hypersexualization of black women in hip hop, because there's a lot of people that say we just rap about our P words in mainstream. So I'm really big on bars, storytelling, lyricism, you know what I'm saying? Especially being a millennial, especially being from New York, I feel like I pay homage and show my respect to the culture by pushing my pen.
She Real considers hip-hop a universal medium that stands the test of time and will remain a powerful way for people from all walks of life to share their stories. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.